Yo, so we're going to do something a little bit different this time. We actually going to record. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and there was a guy that was talking, and he was on there, and he was saying that he actually carries his recording device with him while he's commuting to and from work. And so, and he said during that time, he'll just take it out and go ahead and drop a podcast. So, of course, I got inspired by that, seeing as though I always have Evernote with me on my phone. Shout out to Evernote. So, I have everything down. I'm gonna do this. We're going to do this podcast. We're on the road right now, on the way to class. And I'm just going to share with you a little bit of my thoughts. And, yeah, so that's going to be episode number 14. So, let me kick it off like this. This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 14. Let's go.
Yo, come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front.
Yo, what up? Thank you for listening to this podcast. This one is episode number 14. And welcome to the podcast. This is the first one that we have recorded on the road, on the way to class right now. It's going down, and I'm sharing with you all the notes that's going to happen in class. So get your Evernote ready if you're taking notes, and get ready to go on this ride with me. Literally on this ride with me. All right, you can get the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio and also Podomatic if you just type in Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. It should pop up. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can go to Twitter and type in at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Facebook is Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance. Please give me some likes on there. Instagram at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. And you can go to the website, which is www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. And website number two is www.ZondaFlex.Neen.com. And I do a lot of videos on there, a lot of battles on there. I just posted a dope battle freestyle circle joint on there. And also some tutorials of some of the moves that we're doing and some of the songs that we're using. Freestyle song of the week will be posted on there as well. Also, if you're on iTunes and Stitcher, please give the podcast thumbs up. Give us a 5-star rating because that helps us out, help people to find us. And also, if you leave a review on either one of those, as long as you give us 5 stars, I will read it on the show. So yes, leave reviews on there. Holler at me and let me know what you think about the podcast. And yes, leave me 5 stars. All right, so real quick, this is going to be a quick one, but I'm just going to run down a little bit to you about what happened over spring break. So my wife and the kids, we just had spring break here. And so the studio had a little bit of time off. So we took off for spring break. But then, you know, we were trying to decide what we wanted to do for spring break. And we were like, do we want to take a vacation? How do we want to spend the spring break? So actually my daughter was like, you know what? I want to go to a convention and I want to take some classes. You know what I mean? I want to keep training. I want to do that. So we looked up what was close and we found one in Atlanta. And so we decided to go. We took the whole family. And I will say, I mean, at first I was like, you know, I don't know if I want to go somewhere and still keep working or be involved with work over the break. But I will tell you this, we did go and I got super inspired, which always happens even when you don't expect it. And so we found Dance 24/7 Convention, also competition. Both of my daughters entered their solos in there. And so that was great. But the main thing that happened to me that just set me on fire was my man, Twitch, was teaching the hip-hop classes. And I said, you know, it's going to be super dope. I'm telling you that right now. But second of all, I already knew. When on the drive down there, I was like, get your mind right, get ready. Get ready to receive because it's going to be some dope information out there. Right? So I was ready. I was like, I'm gonna get my notes. I got my Evernote, and yes, when we got there, I think the first thing that happened was the girls had to do their solos like the first morning, and they did great. I mean, it was a lot of tough competition there, but they had a good time. It was helping them improve on their craft, and it was dope. So we did that, and then the next morning, it was the classes, and so I want to share with you, I took some notes when I was sitting in Twitch's class, because I had no idea what kind of combination he was going to teach, and I didn't know that it was going to be all popping, all isolation, first one. So I didn't get to see all of the classes, because I had my little bitty four-year-old with me, and she wanted to, of course, run around everywhere, and didn't want to sit in there and watch class all day. But the ones I did get to see, I did take notes, and so I was inspired, and those actually, the moves and some of the notes became what I brought back to my studio. So I want to share that with you. So the first thing, I walk into Twitch's class. It's packed. Everybody is ready to dance. But I start noticing, and I came in after the combination had already been taught. So the thing that I noticed and kind of picked up on is that the vibe in the room, it just kind of had that, you know, when you challenge your students, and it's like not one of those routines where everybody's like, woo! You know what I mean? They're not fired up, but it's a challenge. It's something different. But I didn't know. I hadn't seen the combination yet. Didn't know what they were doing. All I know is when I walked in, the mood was just kind of like that. Like it was time to learn. Everybody kind of had that math face on, that think tank face. Like, ooh, I mean, I don't know what's going on. So I was like, I can't wait to see the combination. And so Twitch started to, he gave the speech. All right. So right when I got in there, he stopped the music. And he said, listen, all I want to say, and this is how he started off. He said, all I want to say is if you are not going full out, right, if you're going half, if you're giving me half movement, it is not acceptable. And I said, oh, Lord, what is happening? What have I walked into? He said, it's not acceptable. I'm not taking it. He was like, I did not fly all the way across the country to have y'all playing around. Like, you have to be. He said, if you're going to be on the dance floor, be on the dance floor. And I said, woo, it's serious in here. So everybody's kind of shaking their head like, okay, all right. And so then he goes into talking about isolation. So, of course, as soon as he said that, I mean, the first thing that he said, he was like, isolations and popping is the key to every style. He's like, it helps you in every style. He's like, so it's not just if you're isolating in this combination, but he's like, if you're isolating, period, in your jazz class, it's gonna help you. In your lyrical class. He's like, what happens in if you're improvising and they tell you to start off with your left shoulder and I want you to be real sharp. He was like, that's an isolation. That's a muscle isolation. And so, of course, now at this point, I'm in the back like, yes, preach, Twitch, preach, right? Because he's talking to, that's what we do. That's what we do. Popping, isolation, waving. And so that right there, right off the bat, I was like, oh, this is going to be nice. So then he's like, all right, so everybody with me, use those isolations. He's like, and just try. You know what I mean? Just try. Go full out, because if you go half, it's not acceptable. And so then he put the song on, and I said, look at this. The song comes on, which is, drum roll, please. It's our warm-up song of the week. But it was Going Back to Cali by the Notorious B.I.G. Now, there's so many lessons that was in that thing that I can't even begin to tell you, you know, about that. But he put the song on. I mean, it just boom, going. Woo. I mean, right. I started dancing in the back. I couldn't help myself. I was like, this is crazy. So he put it on, and now, of course, when we use it, when I bring it to the studio today, we're gonna use the instrumental, because yes, it has some language in there, so we can't have the language. But yeah, so it was Going Back to Cali, and yes, I mean, the whole thing was popping, isolation, waving. They did a move called the Scarecrow in there. I mean, it was just boom, boom, da da, do do do, pop, 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 ska. I was like, it's dope. It's dope. Twitch has delivered. The master has delivered. Right? So I'm in the back. I'm taking notes. I'm writing down the song. I'm doing all that. And then he stopped it again. And he's like, and the speech was, Confidence is everything. He's like, even if you don't know the move, look like you know it. And he was just explaining to them in dance, period. It's not just for hip-hop, even though it was a hip-hop class. But he's like, confidence is everything. So he's like, fake it. Fake it till you make it. But don't have that look. Then he gave a different example. He was like, you know, because at the beginning of the routine, everybody was like, they had the first couple counts at 8. But then, like, the look tells everything. I mean, I actually just got, had a speech with my competition team yesterday. And I was telling them that when you look down, it comes across to the judges, or if you're doing a recital, it comes across to the parents like you're not confident. So no matter what movement you're doing, look confident. Exude confidence, right? All right, so he gave that speech on that, and I was like, yes, this is so true. And then he said this. He was like, now, I only have a little bit of time. Like, I'm going to teach this class, and I have to go. So it can't be all movement, right? Because at this point, you know, Twitch was giving a speech, and it was like, and you know, you dance teachers know out there, when you're on one that day and you're giving them speeches, it's like, you know that some of them are giving you that look like, you come on and dance and quit playing and quit talking the whole time, looking at the clock like you've been talking for 15 minutes and you getting on my nerves. But Twitch was like, look, it can't be off movement, because I want to help you get to that place where as a dancer, you know what I mean, you can dance with confidence, you can learn to style popping in isolation, and you know what I mean, as a performer, you could be confident. So I thought that was dope. The routine, I mean, yes, he did. He delivered. It was dope. My daughter looked great doing it. I mean, because she gets it at home, right? So she gets the popping, the isolation skills, and whatever you put in, that's what's going to come out. And as a matter of fact, I think I don't know if she got picked or not. You know, they ran small groups, but they had number songs that was getting picked for the audition. And, you know, but all that to say this. I mean, it was just so dope is what I'm saying. Super dope. So that was class number one. And then the second day, Twitch taught another class. So class number two also took down some notes, which is another thing I'm going to bring back to the studio. And it is the whole call response thing. So this, he started off his warm up with a song by Eric B and Rakim called "Don't Sweat the Technique." Boom, dun, 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 dun. Which we are going to use that. That is going to be our freestyle song of the week. So give me that drum roll. Freestyle, freestyle, freestyle. It's going to be our freestyle song of the week. Don't Sweat the Technique. And he did two of them. Don't Sweat the Technique and Uptown Funk, of course. And many of you know, you listen to the podcast, you know. I will work that Uptown Funk for warm-up like nobody's business. So he did that. But the thing that stuck out was this whole call response thing. He did a series of old school dances, like the Running Man, the Roger Rabbit. It, mixed in with some new ones. He did the Nene. He did the Michael Jackson point, the Reebok. He did the blade hands where you throw them up in the air and you like slice, slice, slice. He did the Michael Jackson walk and you put your hand on your head and do that. But he would do 8 counts and then you would have to follow with 8 counts of the same move, right? So if he walked across the stage like Mike, he's like, Michael Jackson walk across the stage, bring it back the other way. Then you do it, across the stage, bring it back the next move, go, blades in the air, blades like that. And so I took note of that because I was like, that's really dope, number one, on learning how to follow choreography. Number two, getting educated. I mean, he was educating the folks while teaching. He hadn't even started the combination yet, and they was getting educated on these different dances. A lot of kids are like, what is he doing? The Roger Rabbit. But the teachers that was in the back of the room was like, yes, Twitch, yes. I feel you. I'm there with you. So he did that call response thing. It was dope. So we're definitely doing that. And that's going to be in the class structure. So let me give you the class structure for the week. Inspired by my man Twitch, the boss himself. Yes, I mean, again, I was refreshed, I was inspired, and so this is what I'm bringing back. And I always talk about bringing back material from conventions. This is the reason why it's important to do the whole convention side of it, is because it exposes your kids and yourself to something outside of what you are used to doing. Because sometimes you can get in a rut doing your same thing, and you get burnt out, and then, you know, just to see somebody else saying the same things, just when our kids hear somebody else saying the same things that we are, it's reinforcement and it gets you fired up. All right, so here is the class structure. Get your Evernote out, get ready. If you haven't been taking notes already, if you're writing it down, get it ready. This is it for the week. Number one, so we're gonna start off with a warm-up. The warm-up song of the week is gonna be Don't Sweat the Technique by my man Eric B and Rakim, old school joint. And what we're gonna do to that is stretch. So we're going to do a little stretching of that, and also push-ups, sit-ups, and jacks to the same song. So the song, the tempo is kind of like boom, 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 you know what I mean? So rock with that, get the stretching done relatively quick, about halfway through the song, and then go into push-ups. And I would say you can judge it, you know, by the age, about how many you're going to do. You know, a good one for 3 and 4 year olds is like, you know, 5 of them on their knees, you know what I mean? And then you can go up according to the age. Same thing with sit-ups, same thing with jumping jacks. You don't, when they're real young, you don't want to burn them out. And then when you have some older dancers in there, of course, you want to challenge them. So you want to hit them in the 25 zone, in the 50 zone, to 100 for sit-ups, and then same thing for jacks. All right, so then right after that, we did the, I want you to do the instrumental, and the link is going to be on the website at the bottom. I'll put it on there. Instrumental, Going Back to Cali by the Notorious B.I.G. And I just want to say real quick, a little situation that happened after the convention. So I'm in there. And another app that I use when I'm at convention is Shazam. So some of you teachers, if you don't have that already, get that. It's definitely a good resource to have, because when you hear, even in competition, when you hear a good song that somebody's using, you hit Shazam, it pulls up what the song is, and you have it immediately. So I was Shazamming pretty much every time I get a chance to go into the convention, right? So my daughter, in the car on the way back, so I'm playing the beginning of, she was like, do you have the hip-hop song that we did? I was like, yes, but I have to find the instrumental, because it has some language on there, right? So I find it, I play it, and she said to me, this is my own daughter, she said, what kind of hip-hop music is that? And I'm like, oh my lord, I have not educated the youths. I was like, this is the foundation right here. Biggie, Pop, what have I done? I've taught you hip-hop dance moves and have not given you the history. And so, and the same thing, I was talking to one of my parents in the studio. She said the same thing. There was like a commercial during one of the during the NCAA finals, and it was Tupac rapping. And she was like, who is that? What kind of hip-hop music? Mom was like, oh my God, I've done my daughter a disservice. I haven't given her the foundation. So I was tripping off of that. But anyway, going back to Cali, instrumental, and what I want you to do is the whole call response thing. Now, the key to doing that, what I noticed when I was watching Twitch, is that big moves are the key. So you don't want to get into the small moves, because you're going to do an 8 count, then your students are going to do an 8 count and follow you. So you don't want to do little things like small tuts, finger tuts, and you don't want the moves to be fast. You don't want any and-does, no e-e-and-a, ooh-ahs, no boom-boom-cats. You want all big moves. So this is the reason why a lot of the old school dancers work with that, because the sound and the feel of it is like, boom, who got, boom, got, 5, 6, and 7, and 8. So whether you're repeating like the front cross, like if you do a 4 count of front cross, 4 count of back cross, if you do the sidestep, 1, 2, 3, clap 4, 5, 6, 7, clap 8, or, you know, back it up 4 times, wave left to right, wave right to left, but keep all the moves big on the call response on that, going back to Cali. All right, so then after that, after you do that, then keep everybody in a circle, then you're going to teach your move of the week. And the move for the week, give me a drum roll, please, is called the Dolphin Dive. Now, the Dolphin Dive is one of those moves, like, I was watching Step Up All In, and the B-boy, I don't know his name, but it's the B-boy with the beard. He has the beard on there, but he did it in his freestyle, and you see it a lot of times. It's a go-down move, right? And so, if you can imagine this, and I'm gonna post the video on the link as well, the bottom of the podcast. But it's a go down move where it's almost like You go down to a push-up position, and then your body does like a half a worm. So what you want when your hands hit the ground, you want your chest, then your midsection, and then your legs to follow. And you want like one leg to kind of stay behind, right? So you got one leg in the air. And you could do this. You can start off on your knees, which is kind of the beginner move. And then you just kind of, you know, use your arm strength, jump up to your arms, and then wave it down to the ground. And then the more advanced move for your advanced and intermediate, you can start from a standing position. And you could go into a handstand and then slowly. Now, you're going to need some arm strength for this, so you might want to get your mats out. But you can slowly lower yourself down. And then as you go down, you don't want to belly flop. You know what I mean? You don't want to hit the ground like splat. But you want to make it like a wave, almost like the worm, or even like when I was growing up, it wasn't even called the worm. It's called the centipede. But it's one of them, right? So it's a go-down move. It's called the dolphin dive. Post it on there. You're going to teach that. Kids have fun with that. And then for your super advanced dancers, if they're into B-boy, B-girl tricks, you can go into, and it's going to be on the video, where you can do a master swipe, or it's like a half swipe, where you swipe, and then you're in a handstand position facing the back of the room, and then you slowly go down into that wave. So, dolphin dive move of the week, and then freestyle song of the week. So once you teach it, you kind of give everybody a chance to learn it. You can also break up into groups. You can assign group leaders to them and have everybody kind of work with their group leader on the dolphin dive. Take about 10 minutes for that, and then come back together. Then you want to go into your freestyle circle. So what your freestyle circle is now, I'm going to use actually the same song that I did the warm-up with, which is Don't Sweat the Technique. Play it again, because it has such a hype beat to it. And then the rules of the freestyle circle is that you can come into the circle any way you want to. You can do any move or set of moves in the circle that you want to, but you have to end it with the dolphin dive, and then you can go out of the circle however you want. So this is how you introduce the move into their repertoire, and they're not just going out there doing the dolphin dive, but you want to still encourage them to have a little bit of freedom in the improv area, but also get the new move jolts in there. And then after that, for us, after the freestyle circle, we're going to work the rest of the time on choreography, because this is recital time. And so I'm not going to break down, the dance, like I said, every technique move that we've been doing on all the podcasts are in those moves. And I do not have a game for the week this week. So I will, next week, I'll definitely have one for you. We've actually just been getting like super uber duber focused on recital. So after I do, you know what I mean, I do the warm up, I give a little call response, give them the move of the week, freestyle circle, we're going right into choreography. And for a lot of you, it is recital time for you as well. So yes, good luck to you on that. And I think that's it. I think that's a wrap for this week's podcast. This is a special edition on the road podcast, so you might hear a little bit of, you'll hear driving, other cars passing me, whatever, but I just thought it was dope. Like I said, I was peeping out this other podcast, and the guy was like, you know, when I'm driving, I get inspired, and I get all these ideas that come to me when I'm going to and from where I'm going, and so I just thought, I'm just going to be about to record it and get it live right there. I hope you're not like, I hate the quality of that last podcast that he did. It won't be like this all the time, but I thought I'd try it, because I heard it. You know me, I get inspired. Listen to other entrepreneurs and other people doing what they do, and it inspires me. So there it is, episode number 14. Let me recap once again. Warm-up song, Don't Sweat the Technique. Call response, this is a new one that we introduced, it going back to Cali Instrumental. Both of those links will be on the website. Move of the week, dolphin dive, kind of dive down to the ground, it's a go down move. Freestyle song of the week, Don't Sweat the Technique, so it's a double song on there. That's it, I'm signing off. Episode number 14, we on the road. We're doing this thing. Hopefully, all you guys have a great recital. If you're a competition team, do your thing when you do that. And if you're going to conventions, learn and soak it all in, because it's so good. All right, y'all. I'm in Nashville. I'm signing off. I'm done. I done talked your head off this week. Hit the website, www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. Check us out, iTunes and Stitcher and Podomatic. Leave us 5 stars, and we up out of here. And we done, and we finish, and it's a wrap. Peace.
Yo, yo. yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Now